CT Radio Minis. I'm Boom Doom. I'm back, yes. But until I'm done with school, I will be more available. Let's get into some new Skyrim stuff, eh?
Yes, we recently came up with a new idea for a Skyrim game that can either be an add-on, like a DLC, or a full-on game.
Yeah, so...
And what were we calling it?
We're calling it Elder Scrolls Uprising.
Elder Scrolls Uprising. Now, dig this. We were talking about how Ulfric is very racist against other species that are not Nords.
Mostly Argonians.
Like the Argonians and Khajiits.
And orcs.
And the Dark Elves.
Yeah, Dark Elves.
He just hates every other species. Yeah. Except for the Nords.
Yeah.
And we thought of an idea on what these other species could do. Like, if Ulfric could be made to see the error of his ways, because the Dark Elves are part of his city in Windhelm.
Yeah, and they're asking if they want to help him, which I think would be a good idea.
They do. They want to be part of the community. They want to be part of the city. They want to help out. But Ulfric is, he looks at him and he says, "Screw you. No thank you." And then he complains that they don't want to help. After he tells them, jog on.
Yeah.
And then the Argonians. The Argonians he has working at his docks, they are not allowed in the city. They have to live at the docks.
I mean, they would be pretty good, because they can breathe underwater, which means if it's like a boat war, they can get into the boat pretty easily.
Well, because they, number one, they have superior strength.
Yeah.
Stronger than humans.
Yeah.
And they can swim. They can swim really fast because they have tails and they're lizards.
They're technically like part alligator.
They're lizard people is what they are. And they can breathe underwater without having to come up. So in battle with fleets, they could pull people underwater and drown them.
Yeah, just like, I don't know, any what are they called? They're not alligators, but they're like snapping turtles.
Snapping turtles. No, but this is the extra kicker. They spit venom.
Yeah, so just like one of those...
Called the Hist.
Yeah, but what are those snakes called? They rise up and they spit venom in the enemy's
Cobras.
Eyes. Cobras, yeah. So technically, they're like part lizard, part
they're
alligator.
Humanoid. Yeah, they're humanoid.
And part...
Yeah.
Like...
They're part alligator, because they look more like an alligator with the tail.
Yeah.
They're part snake, because they can spit venom, and they're human-ish because they stand on two legs.
Oh, and
but like, they would be a real they've been proven to be a really good fighting group.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, he has them living in a large room down at the docks
with no beds. They have to just like sit or something.
No, they have beds in there. Wait, remember the Argonian?
I thought the other one.
The Argonian assemblage is what it's called.
Yeah.
And they have nothing but it's like a room full of many, 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 many bunks or beds.
Yeah.
Cots really is what they are. And they are pissing and moaning about how disrespected they are because, number one, Ulfric does disrespect them because he hates every race except Nords. And number two, they're employed by Clan Shattershield, who doesn't want to pay them because they can hate them too.
Yeah.
But they blackmail them into working. So, but part there's, if you go down to the docks and start talking to some Argonians, you will be getting, you can be given a quest to be able to get them paid. Like you have to go to Torbjorn, Shattershield, and demand that he pays those people because they work hard, they're given such horrible conditions to live in, and they are disrespected. And if you complete it right, he says he's going to pay them, but only because you asked, because you helped him out by by getting back the family Warhammer.
No,
the family Warhammer. And you helped him out in other ways. But what he doesn't know, which is never revealed to him, is that you helped kill his family. Because of the Dark Brotherhood quest.
Yeah, and we were thinking another thing that Argonians could do. So, in the future, just a thought, what if there was a DLC that can, like, Argonians can, like werewolves and vampires, they form into, the werewolves form into people and back into wolves. And then vampires in the night become hasty things that bite your neck off. But what if, like, you know, a Khajiit can turn into a lion, an Argonian can turn into a dragon, sort of.
A dragon,
and,
yes.
And dark elves can turn into trolls? I don't know.
Okay, now, what was the other thing we were talking about? Okay, Khajiits, it's a Thalmor law that they are not allowed into cities.
Yeah.
But we thought, because they are from elsewhere, which is a desert region, they would be most comfortable living in the plains near Whiterun.
Yeah, and plus, they would, I like, just an idea, DLC, make, like, if, like, there was a quest in, like, a new Skyrim game, just thought, and, like, there was still Whiterun, but they, like, broke down a huge part of the wall, let them in, and had Khajiits as guards.
No. Remember, we talked about this. It's a law. They cannot enter the city. So they would have their own little village outside of Whiterun.
Yeah,
that would be fine. Yeah. And that they could be the guards on the outside of the gates.
Yeah, they would find every thief.
Well, because, number one, they have the night vision. So they would be able to see who's scaling walls or who's trying to sneak in. So that would be a plus for Whiterun. They are super strong.
Yeah, claws and everything.
And because they mainly use their claws and teeth, and they have the night vision. Yeah. So they barely would need to use weapons unless they feel like it.
Yeah.
So we feel the Khajiit could benefit Whiterun, and they could benefit from Whiterun being part of, not quite part of the community, but at least sort of part of the community by help guarding it and given some benefits.
Yeah.
Like, number one, they get their own village. They get their own village.
Yeah.
And they can still do the trading.
Yeah.
But the ones that work for Whiterun will be paid and supplied money and clothes that they would be able to buy. Since they can't go into town, they would need an agent.
Yeah.
Like, they would need an agent to buy their clothes, buy their supplies, buy food, weapons, whatever, for them.
Which I think, like, if the next Jarl was okay with it, it'd work out.
Yeah. Well, I think Bolgriff could be reasonable, but like I said, it's a Thalmor law, so the law has to change first.
Yeah.
It's not a Jarl's thing. It's the Thalmor and the Empire have to change their minds.
So
if, that's what we thought for the Khajiit, that they would be best if they had their own village. Oh, and the Argonians. Where would the Argonians, where could they live?
They can live near Morthal in the
swamps.
Swamps, the marshes.
Because they're from Black Marsh, which is a big swampy land.
Yeah, and they fought the Nords in there, too. And the Khajiits helped, too.
But, you know, we were thinking that the Argonians, they could help protect Hjalmarch.
Yeah.
Which is part of Morthal. And, they could either get paid by Morthal to help them out that way, or since there are bandits and whatnot nearby, they could just loot the bodies and take the supplies from the bandits.
And sometimes they hold garnets and all that stuff.
Yeah, that they could use to buy supplies in Morthal.
Yeah.
And we were just really thinking about how these other races, they left their home areas to get, like, their own pieces of land. Because most of them have been run out of their towns and their areas because they were conquered by the Imperials or the Nords. So, like, the Orcs have made their own little strongholds, so they're happy there, except the few that do leave the strongholds and want to go traveling, but they want to be away from Orcs, but more part of a community.
Yeah.
Like what's in Skyrim.
Yeah.
And, like, the elves, all the elves
join the Thalmor.
Except, well, there's some high elves that don't agree with the Thalmor, but the elf races, the dark elves, the wood elves,
high elves,
the high elves that don't like what the Thalmor are doing,
should join.
They want to join a community and be part of a community that's sort of away from their culture, but that they're not going to be persecuted to still practice their culture. Right? So, yeah, we were mainly thinking about, with these other species, and from the areas they're from outside of Skyrim, what areas in Skyrim could they be more part of that would suit them better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the next one? Okay, so we thought that with this uprising, they could add not only the Nords, the Imperials, Bretons, but have some other species. Like
the old ones from Oblivion and Morrowind.
Yeah.
Those sloth things that can teleport. the Jovan Huts, they could, like, and they're powerful magic, so they would, like, uprise the Thalmor even more.
But they're slow as slugs, because they're big, fat slugs.
Yeah.
But they're powerful magic. Yeah, but we were thinking that this could be like possibly up to 10 characters of different species that could be added, and all their controversy and politics and them wanting their own little communities within Skyrim, because what the species are trying to do that are in Skyrim, they're trying to be part of Skyrim, but for the Khajiits, the law doesn't allow them to be part of a community, and the other species are treated badly, like slaves.
Yeah.
Because that's the way they're trying to feed their families.
Yeah.
But, you know. So we thought, Bethesda, if you're listening...
or Bethesda editor or something.
Yeah. Elder Scrolls Uprising. Because there could also be, like, many civil wars with the species and humans. There could be a little civil war there of the species trying to earn their right to have land. See, that would be another thing. You could negotiate on their behalf for them to have a certain parcel of land and to set them up to where they could have their own little village to get their own supplies and to be paid so they can support their families.
Yeah.
We had this really good discussion, and we just wanted to share it with everyone and see what you would think. Let us know if you think this is a good idea, and don't steal it. This is ours. This is ours. We're going to Bethesda with this.
Well, this has been Boom Boom, EMCT Radio Minis, and we hope you like it. I'll be back in summer, more minis, and
Oh! Tell them what's coming next for the minis.
Oh, yes. We will be having our next episode when I'm done with school. One more week. So you can wait until that. You've been waiting for months. But next one we are going to do, and I hope you guys like this because you like creepy stuff, right? You're one of those people who like scary stuff.
Yes.
If you're not, then why are you here? That's the question. But... we're doing creepypastas.
From the kids' perspective.
Yeah. So, goodbye.